Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have Miss Deanne Diary on Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight. She was scheduled to appear last night, but unfortunately, it did not happen. But we have her tonight. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great. Thank you, Angela.
Tell me if I'm pronouncing your name right.
That's okay. No problem. It's not an easy name to pronounce, so it's fine. But it's Deanne DeRay.
Miss Deanne DeRay. All right, Miss DeRay, Deanne. You're the Miss America pageant winner for 2012, am I correct?
I'm the Mrs. Corporate America pageant winner for 2012. Yes, and it's a pageant where the only pageantry system that empowers professional women across America.
Okay. I had never heard of a Miss Corporate America until a few days ago. So tell us a little bit about the pageant and your duties as queen.
Yes, it's been a wonderful, let me just say, it's been a wonderful experience, and it's coming to an end in March 1st. I will be crowning the next Mrs. Corporate America 2013 here in Orlando. I hadn't heard of it either till a friend of mine said, you know, really need to join because this is a pageant for women that are in business and that are also working for Corporate America. So if you're a woman that owns your own business or you work in Corporate America, this is a pageant for you. My platform this year was empowering women in leadership roles, and I've had the opportunity to speak a lot to women leaders and in different areas of Florida and also abroad, and I'm really enjoying it. It's been a wonderful experience.
Oh, that is wonderful. The Miss America Corporate Pageant is to showcase women who are in business.
Exactly. Right. This is for themselves, or if they also work for a company or a corporation also. It's for working women, basically, for women that are business women that want to, you know, get together and empower other business women, I should say.
Okay. So what are your duties, as queen?
Yes. As queen, my duties are to, like I said, empower women in leadership roles. So what I do is I speak to women's groups. I speak to women in corporations. I speak to women, corporate women across America, about the importance of empowering women that are in business to really unite together. And just because we're women doesn't mean that we're inferior to men, but actually that we can make a difference. Even though like myself, I'm the Mrs. Corporate America, so I am married and I have 4 children. And even if you have children, if you're married and you're working in the corporate world, you know, you could make a difference regardless.
Okay, so you're the Mrs. Of the pageant that's married, right? The pageant
exactly.
Queen is married.
Right.
And they have other pageants for single women, right?
They have a Miss and Mrs. Corporate America. It happens the same day, but of course those are two different categories. The Miss Corporate America is for women that are not married, that also are in business, own their own business, or work for Corporate America.
Okay. So the pageant showcases single women and married women who have a business of their own or they work in Corporate America.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there an age limit on the pageant for the one that you're a part of, Mrs.?
Actually, no. I believe it's from 21 to 55. I believe that's the age group. So, 21 to 55. So in my category, in which is Mrs., you have to be married, of course. But in the Miss, you don't have to.
Okay. So how long has this pageant been around? Do you know?
Yes.
And is it national?
Yeah, it is. Actually, right now, as of last year, it became international. We have contestants from Canada. So it's been around for over 5 years. And like I said, they've hosted contestants from Canada and across the United States. So it became international as of last year. So I'm really excited. I was really excited about that.
Okay. So how did you feel when you were first crowned? Have you ever been in any other pageants also?
Actually, no. It's very interesting because I have never I never been in a pageant before, and it took three people actually to really convince me to compete in the Mrs. Corporate America pageant, just because I didn't know about pageantry at all, and I never had an interest. But when I heard about Mrs. Corporate America, I really, really thought that it really fit what I did and what I represented. So that's the reason why, especially that a friend of mine goes, you know, the way she convinced me was, okay, you're going to compete and I am going to, I'm going to sponsor you. And she even said, and you're going to win. And I was like, you're crazy, I'm not winning. And I said, I don't know anything about pageantry, but I'll have fun. You know, and I did. I had fun. I met, you know, wonderful women from all professions, from doctors to lawyers to Mary Kay representatives to Mary Kay directors, you know, women that, you know, own their own business. I mean, just a whole range of professional women. And that's what I love,
oh, okay.
Actually. Yes,
that
I love that.
Wonderful.
Yes,
was
I love the
competition
the fact that
tough?
Sorry?
Was it tough?
I really think it was tough. I think it really was tough. I didn't expect it to be tough, but I think that if you compete with yourself, I think you'll be fine. I didn't really see it. Like, I didn't go in it as a competition. I actually went in it as meeting other women, wonderful professional women throughout America, and in that case last year was also Canada. So I saw it that way. I saw, you know, even if I don't win, I get to meet wonderful women in different professions. I get to know their background. And just because I've been in that, you know, arena of meeting people all the time since I started working, really, and since I started in my profession, I loved it. I didn't mind it at all. So I think if you compete with yourself, do the best that you can, be as professional as you can, I think that even if you don't win, I think you gain from it.
Okay, that's wonderful. So what is your educational background in your profession?
Yes, I have a bachelor's degree in communication studies with concentration in marketing and public relations. I own my own business. It's called Media Resources Enterprise. It is a communication business that specializes in public relations, marketing, and social media strategy. And also, I am the author of Expose Yourself, Business Guide to Public Communication, in which it talks about marketing, public relations, and also social media.
Okay. So that's what you do. Okay.
Yes, I am a
co-author. You're an author, too.
Yes, I am an author. I'm actually right now, my title, my career is Business Communication Coach and Trainer, because I do a lot of training also. I do a lot of training, a lot of speaking, and a lot of coaching, media coaching and stuff like that. So that's really my title. But, yes, I did write a book. I'm very excited about that. Yes.
What is your educational background? One more time, could you say that again?
Yes, I have a bachelor's degree in communication studies with a concentration in public relations and marketing.
All right. Thank you for that. I had trouble
hearing
you on that one. I'm not certain if the people listening could hear you or not. Do you have to have a talent to be in the Miss America Miss
Corporate
America?
Yeah. You know, that's an interesting question because, you know, it's funny because when I was researching the pageant, trying to decide whether I was going to compete or not, One of the things that actually attracted to me is, was that it did not have a talent competition and it did not have a swimsuit competition. Because if it was going to do that, I'm a, you know, a certain age. I have four daughters, and that's not something that I wanted to portray. And even now people are like, oh, you should, you know, you should compete in other pageants. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to go up there. I mean, it's great for people to do that, but for me, I wouldn't feel comfortable going up there and, you know, parading in a bathing suit or, you know, and of course I don't really have, I mean, I think I'm talented in my profession, but I don't have a talent. I mean, I don't play piano, I don't sing, you know, I can maybe twirl a baton, maybe, but that's about it. So.
Okay. So there's no talent or bathing suit competition. It's mainly based on your career. Am I right?
Yes. It's mainly based of your profession. Yes, you have to be a professional woman, basically. Yes.
You have to be a professional woman. Okay.
Yes.
So when the pageant officials, well, when you found out that you were going to be the winner and they crowned you everything, how did you feel?
I was shocked, actually. I was really shocked. I was, you know, like I said, I went in. Yes, I was like, great, if I win, it's wonderful, because I think it's really, really would be a great addition to my career. But I did not go in thinking that I was going to win. So when I did win, I was actually totally shocked. I was like, wow, I cannot, like, it was surreal. You know, like, I couldn't believe that I was there and I had won. So it was a wonderful, you know, feeling to really accomplish, you know, have that accomplishment, have that always with you, because with once you're Mrs. Corporate America 2012, you would always be Mrs. Corporate America 2012. Like, that's something that nobody can take away from you, just like if you have – just like when you go, you know, to university and you have a bachelor's degree, nobody can take that education away from you. So so definitely I felt accomplished, but at the same time I felt shocked and I was appreciative that, you know, that it turned out the way that it did turn out.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you won Miss Corporate America, you were shell-shocked, but you failed to accomplish, too, like you'd accomplished something. How did your children feel and your husband?
Well, okay, I'm gonna back up a little bit because, okay, this is what happened during the pageant. I have my mother-in-law that lived in the Northeast. She had cancer, okay? So we had learned 3 weeks before the pageant that she had turned for the worse and she was in the hospital. And my husband had gone, you know, already and saw her, and though the doctors told him, you know, we don't know how long she's going to live because she's really at the end. She had breast cancer. So the pageant was Thursday. The pageant started, you know, it's 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And on Tuesday morning, we got a phone call that my husband had just arrived from the airport from visiting her at the hospital. And when he arrived, we got a call that she had passed away.
Oh,
and this was Tuesday. Yeah. So I didn't know at that point that I was even going to compete, to tell you the truth, because I was kind of torn, because I knew that we had to go, you know, go and make arrangements and for the funeral. And it was a really sad, even though it was expected, because we knew, but we didn't know if it was going to 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We didn't know. It was terminal, so we didn't know, you know. And I always had told my husband, I said, you know, what do I do? I mean, what happens? You know, because she's in the hospital. It's like, oh, we'll figure it out. Don't worry, we'll figure it out. Well, it happened 3 days or 2 days before the pageant was going to initiate. So I just said, you know what, we'll see what's going
to
happen.
Sorry to hear that.
It was a trial time, but I'm just going to say that everything happens for a reason. We tried to get out of here to go to make arrangements for funeral and travel and airplane. Well, apparently it was vacation time, or I don't know what happened at that point in time. It was like spring break or whatever, and all the flights were full. Okay, so we couldn't get out till Sunday, and the pageant was Thursday. So you know, my husband's cousin is a travel agent, and she called me. She's like, "Hey, Deanne, you know, I only have, we're six of us. I only have five seats for Sunday and one, no, I'm sorry, the other way around. I have five seats on Saturday, and that's the only thing I have, and I have one seat on Sunday in first class." And I'm going, how are we going to do this? Because there's six of us, and we need to travel. And at that point, I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to be able to compete because, you know, I'm thinking that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we sat down, and we're like, my husband is like, well, listen, if there's only one seat on Sunday, and you might as well stay, compete, and travel Sunday, because it was at 6 o'clock in the morning, travel Sunday and meet us here, because we're not going to be able to accomplish anything, and the funeral is Monday. So collectively, we decided that I was going to stay and compete, and my husband and my children were going to go, because that was the only way that we can actually get there all, on, at least be there on Sunday for Monday's funeral.
Yes,
you know.
Understand.
Yeah, so it was a very trial time, I'm going to say, or trying time. But, you know, what kept me off of everything else was meeting people, you know, and the competition. And because it was so fast, everything happened so fast that I was able to keep my mind off of it, even though I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm here. I should be with my family. You know, it was really like, it was a bittersweet. Let me just put it this way. So when I won, going back to your question, how did you feel? You know, I was shocked, you know, and I did feel accomplished and everything else. But also I said, you know, I must have won for a reason, you know, because I'm here. I was not able to get a flight for myself, really,
my goodness.
You know, with my family. So obviously it was meant to be, you know, it was meant to be that I have to stay. And it was meant to be that I won, you know, and that's how I took it. And, you know, I couldn't celebrate the way I wanted to celebrate at the time, you know, because I needed to grieve. And I didn't sleep at all. I mean, I won. It was midnight when we finished. I packed my bags, checked out of the hotel, went to the airport, and got on a plane. That's basically how it happened. it worked out, but at the same time, it was bittersweet, but at the same time, you know, I wasn't able to, but, you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason, and, you know, I, sometimes you have to view it that way, that's the way it happened, and it was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
Yes. Yes.
I understand what you're saying. Like I said earlier, I'm very sorry to hear about your mother-in-law, and my prayers go to you and your family, your husband, children, and any other family members. Do you mind telling the listening audience about the prizes that you received?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember that, the prizes, but there was many. I know this year there's different prizes as last year, because every year is totally different. But I did win cash money, and I did win a laptop, and I think which I will receive once I crowned the 2013 Mrs. Corporate America. I will receive my laptop, and I'll receive the rest of the money, because they give you some up front, and then some when you win, because they want to make sure that you honor your crown, okay? So I won that, and I won many other prizes. I won makeup and, you know, different packages, makeup packages and business cards and, you know, subscriptions to magazines and a Mary Kay gift set. And I won a professional, you know, photo shoot, in which I've had actually a few, which I'm really excited about.
Okay.
That was fun. So I did win professional photo shoots and stuff like that. So it was really, it's really fun. It's fun. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, and like I said, I was able to speak in different events and speak to women in business. You know, it was wonderful. It really was wonderful.
Sounds wonderful. It sounds like it was really great, and it's quite an experience. And I imagine the exposure is good too, because you get to advertise your business. Also,
it is. And that's what attracted me to it originally, because, you know, when you're a business-minded person, I really feel, and I teach about branding, I train about branding, that if you, whatever you do in your professional life should really coincide. You know, you have to decide, okay, is this good for my business or is this not good for my business? So whatever you do in your business or professional world should coincide with your business and what you're doing. And
yes,
that's what, one of the ways that I really got attracted to it was, wow, I, you know, if I win, I'm Mrs. Corporate America, but also I can showcase my business at the same time, and which has been wonderful because really and truly it's advertising. Free advertisement right there, because when you represent Mrs. Corporate America, you're also representing yourself. So you don't really lose yourself within it. You are
okay.
You are Mrs. Corporate America, but you also are a businesswoman, you know, at the same time. And for me, having my business, that was key.
That was key. Oh, okay. All right, that sounds wonderful. We're going to take a break, give you time to catch your breath and recoup. And I'm going to go to about a five-minute break. Listeners, you listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I have Miss Corporate America on the show tonight. And her name is Miss, I hope I pronounce it right, Miss Deanne. Say your name.
D-Ray.
D-Ray. Miss Deanne D-Ray. Like I said, she's Miss Corporate America, and we're going to take a break. Continue to listen to the show and see what else she has to talk about Miss Corporate America, her business, and she's out her business and the book that she's written.
An at-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, has on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny Project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hair stylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save the date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am the host, Angela Butler. On Show Talk tonight, we have Miss Deanne here, Miss Corporate America. And I like to encourage the listeners to go out and buy Urban Spice magazine. It's a Georgia-based magazine, and hopefully one day it'll go international. I'm a writer for that magazine, so I'm encouraging you to go out and buy Urban Spice magazine to get a copy. And I also like to thank Reginald Lewis for giving me the chance to write. That one of the CEOs, and the other CEO is Terrell Wicker. Deanne.
Yes.
So we were talking about everything you went through, you know, before the pageant and everything. So it sounds like it was real tough and emotional for you. And, of course, you had to grieve and everything. But one of the questions I have is was the pageant hosted when you were, you know, the queen,
Yes, it's always hosted in Orlando, Florida. These are the headquarters for Miss and Mrs. Corporate America. So people travel from all over I was just fortunate enough to be in the outskirts. I represent at Winter Springs, Florida, and which is about 35 minutes from Orlando, from the Orlando area. Yes, it's been hosted here for 5 years. This year, so it's going to be at the Rosen Center Hotel in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, okay.
For those who want to travel and see the pageant or want to compete.
Okay. All right. It sounds very nice, and it sounds like it's a good opportunity, too, for business women who have businesses of their own or who work in corporate America, like you were saying. It's a great opportunity. I guess one of my next questions would be, how do you feel knowing that you're going to crown somebody else soon?
Yes, it's actually a bittersweet also. I mean, I've enjoyed, a full year in February, March. I've enjoyed the crown, and I've enjoyed Mrs. Corporate America 2012. It is going to be sad for me to, you know, crown the next Mrs. Corporate America, but at the same time, I am giving the opportunity to somebody else to go ahead and have the same opportunities that I had when I was, when I'm reigning or when I reigned as Mrs. Corporate America. And like I said before, also, you know, I'll always be Mrs. Corporate America 2012. And, you know, that's something that, you know, it stays with you. So I'm grateful.
Like a degree in education.
It's almost like a degree. Exactly. It's almost like a degree.
No, I'm not saying like a degree, but I'm just saying something that can't be taken from you because it's already dead. It's already in the history books. And, you know, so, yeah, I understand.
Exactly. Yeah, and another thing is that the judging criteria is not bad at all. I mean, we all business women, and we know how to do an interview pretty much. I mean, if you're a business woman, you pretty much know. So 40% of the competition is an interview competition. Then you have the formal wear competition that's 30%. And then you do have an athletic wear competition, which you can wear like an athletic suit, you know, yoga pants or whatever it is that you want to wear. You know, that's 20%. You can be creative, too, in that one, in which I didn't even know you could. But I know people came with, actually, people that had competed 2 years in a row knew what was all about, and they came with, like, I think the girl that won had a boxing suit. You know, so you can be creative. Like, if you enjoy a sport, you can be dressed as, you know, as you would be, like, if you play basketball, you can be dressed as a basketball player and that kind of thing, which is wonderful.
Okay.
Yes, that's 20%. Right. And then the last thing is on stage competition, which is 10%. So, you know, it's not hard. You know, you just do your best, the best that you can. Like I said, everybody that competes is professional. And, you know, I think anybody can do it, you know, really. Just be confident, believe in yourself, and compete against yourself. And I think I think anybody can thrive in that scenario.
Oh, that is wonderful. So when you go out to speak, you don't only speak to business women. You speak to young women too. Young women who are in high school and middle school.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I have spoken to teenagers. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you're aware of a modeling agency called Barbizon. They actually contacted me. I might be speaking to when they do that, because they give training for modeling when they are going to talk about pageantry. They're thinking about bringing me in and speaking to the girls about pageantry and how to have confidence and you know, and all that. So, I've spoken to that. I believe it or not, I've spoken to men, too. Even though I do train, I train and coach, but sometimes when I'm Mrs. Corporate, I went to this women's group that I also had men that were joining part of the group, so I spoke to them too. So it's an awareness, you know, it's an awareness that also men could join into, let's say, of how to, you know, I believe I talked about how women are so essential in the workplace. Because, you know, not only we have experience, you know, at home, most of us that have children, but also, you know, we can bring a lot to the table. So I've talked about that too.
Oh, that is wonderful. So
yes.
There are three pageants. There's the Merit, Mrs. America, Miss America, and the single
no.
pageant.
There's two. There's a Miss and there's a Miss.
Okay.
Miss is for single women. They don't. I mean, they don't have to be. They're, you know, the ages. I think ages is also 21 to 55, I believe, unless they changed it this year. For both categories. So there's two categories for women, for single women, and also for married women.
I know you might not remember this, but who are some of the judges? Are you allowed to tell that? Are you allowed to talk about that, or is that not allowed?
Oh, no. Actually, no. I mean, no, I'm allowed. Actually, I think it's even online. Some of the judges are, like, artists or celebrities. Sometimes they have news and radio personalities. They have government officials, pageant queens, you know, some women, other business professional women that are prominent in their field. They have pageant coaches sometimes and women that represent the nonprofit organizations. So any of those people can be a judge. And usually there's five judges that the organization handpicks every year. They usually, I think they move them around. They don't have the same judges every year. Have been there every year, but most of the time, like when I competed, there was a football player, there was a journalist. There was a prominent business owner. There was a pageant coach, and there was an actor, as a matter of fact. So those were the five judges they had last year. This year, I'm sure it's going to change because they pretty much switch them around and have other people pretty much participate. So,
okay.
And I might be a judge eventually. You never know.
You may be a judge. All right.
Yeah,
you'll be judging somebody. That'll be great.
I've been approached in other pageants this year to judge. Unfortunately, my schedule hasn't permitted. Once you become a queen, that's another thing, a responsibility that you have, that you could be a judge at another beauty pageant also. Or another pageant, yes. So that's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity. And I'm sure the women listening, including myself, think – are probably thinking, what a great opportunity, you know, to showcase your career and get recognition for what you do. Because a lot of the times women, I'm not putting men down, but a lot of times women don't get the recognition they deserve sometimes. And this is a great opportunity to get recognition for your work and your careers, and it sounds great.
Yes, it is. It really is. Like I said, I never knew that there was a pageant like this before, and I'm happy that I competed. I'm grateful that I won, and I do urge other businesswomen, professional women, to to go ahead and compete this year, and if you can't, you know, think about the following year. As a matter of fact, I think January 1st, in which we have 2 days, if you
okay.
sign up, there's $25 fee just to sign up, and after the first, it's $50. So if you're thinking about competing, you know, it's only $25 to fill out an application, and you can do it online at MissCorporateAmerica.com or MrsCorporateAmerica.com.
Okay. And it's only $25. Okay. Is that the complete fee? Are you allowed to say that? Talk about
no,
that.
No, that's not the complete fee. That is just the registration.
Okay.
Basically covers your registration.
So that's why.
And then you don't even have to compete after that. You know, if you fill out the registration and you decide, you know, for some reason your schedule doesn't permit or something happens, you're not committed, you know, you just by filling that registration fee.
Okay.
Or registration form. Mm-hmm.
All right. It sounds, okay, all right. Well, that doesn't sound too bad. And, of course, you can always get sponsors and things like that.
Yes, and I know there's fees in which I don't really know the fees this year, and I don't remember the fees last year because I got a sponsor, like I said before. But it's really good when you get a sponsor because they get to be in the they have a book that they have the day of the competition, so they get promotion. And there's certain sponsorships that you can get a table because there's going to be booths there also. And I'll have a booth, too, for my book. So basically, you know, it's you get benefits as being a sponsor also.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. I'm glad I found out about Miss Corporate America, and I'm sure a lot of other people are too. And I have enjoyed having you on the show because I didn't know there was any such thing like that out there, but I'm glad to know that there is. And you should be very proud of yourself. I mean, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really should. I'm sure you are. I guess my next question is, where do you go from here after relinquishing your crown to the 2013 winner? What are your plans? What are your business, your goals? Where do you
my
see goal. Yourself 5 years? Yeah.
Yes, my goals. Actually, there's several goals for the 2013 year that I've set up myself. As a matter of fact, I even joined a group online that is women that are that want to be that set up goals and you get partners and all that. It was really neat. But anyways, I joined that. But one of my goals is to start my own nonprofit organization starting in January, as a matter of fact. And that has been a passion of mine. I've been to medical mission trips out of country a few times, and I think I'm going to be going also another this summer also. And that's one thing that I want to do is maybe open a nonprofit organization that not only has mission trips, you know, internationally, but also at home. So that's one of my goals. Another goal of mine is to continue to promote my book, you know, internationally, national and internationally. I believe I have opportunities. I'm working on going to New Zealand very soon to promote my book and speaking to universities. So I'm hoping that actually that comes to fruition, God willing, of course. And you know what? And in terms of Mrs. Corporate America's concern, I still want to promote Mrs. Corporate America because I really feel strongly about the organization. So I want to be able to still do that, and I believe that I'm still able to do that even after I relinquish, you know, I'm not reigning. So I'm happy to do that also.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Deanne, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. If there's anything that you'd like to add, you know, that hasn't been covered, this is an opportunity for you to, for the show.
Oh, my. Well, actually, you know, if you, I want to talk a little bit about my book, since I'm promoting it, you know, I started promoting it in September, but my book is for entrepreneurs, and if you want to purchase my book, you can go online to my website. I have two of them. One is MediaResourcesEnterprise.com, And I have a Deanne DiRae, DiAnneDiRe.com, and you can purchase my book there. The reason why I actually wrote the book is because I saw a need for people to communicate to the public, businesses and individuals that are promote themselves to the public. And this book goes from, you know, A to Z. It spells out basically how you should do your branding and your marketing when you are trying to promote yourself or your own business, or even promote within the business that you work in. So I really urge people to at least take a look at it online and see what you think. But I'm very grateful that I was able to write the book because my goal for this book is to help business professionals and entrepreneurs to really get the word out there about themselves, about their business, and about their profession. And thank you so much, Angela, for the opportunity to be on your show. I really appreciate it. I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome, Anne.
Yes.
And
thank you so much. And Happy New Year.
Coming on the show. Huh?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year coming up soon. Happy New Year to you. And I wish you all the blessings and everything. I look forward to having you back on my show one day.
Yes, definitely. Anytime. Anytime. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Take care. You too. All right, listeners, we had Ms. Deanne DiRae. I hope I pronounced her name right. I feel embarrassed not being able to pronounce her name correctly. But I hope you listeners learned something about Miss Corporate America. And like she was saying, it's a $25 registration fee, but it doesn't seem like a whole lot. If there's any more money to be added, of course, there are sponsors and things like that. And I enjoyed the interview, and I hope my listeners enjoyed the interview. And I look forward to coming back tomorrow night with the show. I apologize again for last night, listeners. I had a technical problem last night, and there was a little confusion about the guests, but that everything was straightened out. And I hope you continue to listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I hope you all enjoyed the show. Have a happy new year. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you. Bye.